Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's get it going, ladies and gentlemen. What do you say we have a good day on a Wednesday? Happy hump day, South Carolina. What's up? How's it going, y'all? Great to be with you. I am Rob Brown back in the network studio. My man Diesel pushing the buttons. Hit him with it, D-Train.
Stick to sports.
Yeah, that's what we do, man. That's how we run this show. We stick to sports. Hope you're doing well. Hope you are living the dream, man. It is a good, good day. Game one of the World Series in the books. The L.A. Dodgers shellacking the Rays in game one last night, and my prognostication of Rays in seven, obviously not dead yet, but is it already on life support? We'll talk about that after the break coming up in just a little while from right now. We've got a ton of other stuff that we need to get into. Clayton Kershaw on the hill. The Washington football team appears that they will remain the Washington football team for at least one more season. We'll talk about the reasoning and justification of that decision coming up here in just a few minutes from right now. MLB looking like they are going to go ahead and stick with their modified rules that they put out in 2020. So we will talk about that very briefly as well and a whole lot more. But before we get into any of that, I love you, America, deeply. I do. There's nowhere else I would be. But last night, we had the most America headlines pop up and the most excitement I've seen about baseball happen about something that was so classic America that I had to laugh at it a little bit. For the second time in 3 years during the World Series, Taco Bell has been running their Steal a Base, Steal a Taco promotion, right? Big success about that. Long story short, if somebody in the World Series successfully steals a base, then Taco Bell gives everyone a free Doritos Locos Taco the next day. Well, last night, fifth inning of game one, against the Rays, Mookie Betts stole and got the freebie for America. Diesel, I got home last night. The Madre is in town visiting for a couple of days. So went out last night, got a little dinner, had a couple of drinks, came back to the house to watch the end of the game, got back here about the third inning, fourth inning or so, and we are watching the game. And Mookie gets the steal. And as I'm getting ready for as last night, because usually the way that I do my show prep is I get the big stories that I know are going to carry over to the next day, the night before. And then I wake up and the 3 hours before the show in the morning, I go through and I kind of expound on those stories a little bit, find out what else happened overnight that I knew we're going to need to talk about, get the news stories in the morning put into the show, et cetera, and get everything ready to go. I clicked on the USA Today website, which is where I pull a lot of my sports stuff for. And Diesel, of the top eight headlines, like four of them are some variation of, yay, we all get tacos. That was it. Not a breakdown of the game. Not a breakdown of the steal. Not a breakdown of Clayton Kershaw's pitching. Not a breakdown of the struggles that the Rays had off the heel. None of that. No breakdowns of the game itself. The only thing that I saw about baseball, top to bottom, left to right, was how excited everybody was that we were all getting free tacos next week. That was it.
Yeah, but the free tacos you get are Taco Bell tacos. Gross. That's my hot take for the day. I'm done after this. I'm not making any more hot takes because I don't want to get lambasted the way that Mark Ryan got lambasted yesterday. His article might have been all about the clicks, but I'm 100% real on this. I think Taco Bell is disgusting.
First and foremost.
They're not an advertiser, so it's probably okay.
We'll see. Taco Bell, the quality of Taco Bell, the taste of Taco Bell, I have found, can scientifically be directly correlated to the amount of alcohol that you have consumed before you arrive at said Taco Bell. Taco Bell in the daytime, questionable decision. Taco Bell about 2 o'clock in the morning on your way home after a night at the bar with the boys, infinitely more delicious, Diesel. That's
okay,
just science.
If you say so, I don't go.
So you don't get done hanging out, grabbing some bourbons with the boys, you head on the road home, and Taco Bell's not in your rotation of I need something greasy so I don't regret tomorrow?
I can't say that I've gotten Taco Bell once in the last decade.
Decade?
Decade.
Man.
Decade. I don't eat Taco Bell.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there's me, Rob Brown, and the great decision maker, Diesel.
I'm just going to put some music on and walk out of the studio. How about that?
Yeah, Mookie Betts was all the rage last night because Mookie Betts bought us all tacos. What a guy, huh? What a guy. Doritos Locos Tacos. Diesel, it's a big Doritos chip with tacos inside.
I'm pulling up the text line now. I don't have it open yet. I'm just waiting for all the stoners to jump in our text line.
Oh, they're coming at you.
And say, you're so wrong, bro. You're so wrong, bro.
Taco Bell, I would be willing to wager, Diesel, that 70% of Taco Bell's income comes after 11 p.m. Like 11 to 2 a.m.
Only
is
skeevy
where Taco
stoners
Bell
eat Taco Bell.
Say that again?
Only skeevy stoners eat Taco Bell.
No, I think people on the way home from the bar do a lot of Taco Bell. I actually do know Taco Bell who eat it, right? Like, it's part of their day, like, regularly, right? First text, Taco Bell is just terrible. Diesel is absolutely right. Anyone in the upstate who picks Taco Bell over Willy Taco or Tipsy Taco are nuts. I've not
but
had
you can't get
Willy
either one
Taco.
Of those late at night, though.
Right.
That's the difference. Those two are fantastic. I love both of those places.
That's the
sponsorship
point.
Opportunities abound. But Tipsy Taco and Willy Taco are not available late at night.
I've had Tipsy Taco. I have not yet had Willy Taco. But I guess I'll go ahead and put that on the list here on the old cell phone of where I have to stop. Here's the thing. This is what people are talking about when they talk Taco Bell, though, right? I don't think there's a whole heck of a lot of people that are like, yeah, man, when it's noon and you just want a taco, you hit the old Bell, you run for the border. Or no. I think the folks who are endorsing Taco Bell are like, when it's midnight and you want a taco, that's when you run for the border. You run for the border late at night when Willy Taco and Tipsy Taco are closed, but you still deeply need a taco. That's the point that the bell rings for you, Diesel.
Look, I know that this is violates our stick to sports mantra, but when you make a taco shell out of Cheetos, you've jumped the shark. Your menu is exclusively designed for drunks and stoners. Exclusively. You're not getting me. You're not getting me. Even though I love the movie Demolition Man, and it was the only restaurant to survive the franchise wars. Now all restaurants are Taco Bells. I still don't go.
Fair. Fair. All right. That's enough of that's enough. Well,
back
there'll
to
never
sports.
Be enough. Back to that should be the new mantra. Back to sports. coming up just after the start of the 2 o'clock hour, buddy Colin Bester is going to join us to talk a little bit of NASCAR. We will also have coming up at let me make sure I got my time right. I think 2:15. Coach John Harkes will be joining us. John Harkes at 2:15. Yeah, 2:15, John Harkes will be joining us on the program today. He is the head coach of the Greenville Triumph. They have locked up the number one seed. Ergo will be hosting the USL League One Championships next Friday, October 30th, right here in the upstate. So we are going to talk to Coach John Harkes at 2:15. Just before Coach Harkes, we will have Colin Bester join us to talk some NASCAR as well. Text line 71307. Start your text with ESPN. First text into the show. ESPN, Willie Taco Breakfast Chimichanga cannot be beat by any Sunday brunch. Wow. That's high praise. That's high praise, man. At ESPN, do you think Ronald Acuna, Freddie Freeman, and Marcell Ozuna will go get their free tacos today? Well, they don't have anything else to do. They got nothing better to do. That's not true. My man, Marcell Ozuna, is trying to get himself a new contract. So he's going to be a little busy, probably off the taco train for a while. At ESPN, Diesel and Rob, $2 tacos for dinner as a college student. Do you eat ramen or Taco Bell tacos? So there you go, Diesel. There's a valid collegiate question for you. It's late at night. Taco Bell does $2 tacos for dinner. Are you shoving down the ramen noodles, or are you just throwing out the $4 and grabbing yourself some run for the border?
I have more respect for myself than to do either of those. However, I do like ramen. It's not bad. I don't eat it a lot. I mean, I might have ramen once every 6 months.
You still eat ramen?
Like once every, it's like one of those things you just have in the pantry. You don't remember buying it, but it's just there.
All Diesel's food takes are now worthless. Hey, let's do that thing we do, Diesel.
It's the lunch breakdown.
That's the one, the three things you have to know before you go talk sports with your friend, families, coworkers, or the dog, whoever you spend your lunch break with. We start, of course, with item number one being game number one. Clayton Kershaw has been taking some heat this offseason because, well, he consistently explodes in the postseason. He consistently falls apart. One of the best in the game when it comes to pitching in the regular season seems to routinely fall apart in the postseason. But last night, not so much. Kershaw carved through the Rays lineup, retiring 17 of the final 18 batters he faced and leading the Dodgers to an 8-3 victory in Game 1. Six innings pitched, Kershaw allowed two hits and one walk, struck out eight. His only blemish was Kevin Kiermaier's home run that would end up being of little consequence as the Dodgers' offense spent the middle innings tagging Rays pitchers with a complement of long and short balls. Kershaw was dealing last night in front of 11,388 in front of the concourses of Globe Life Field. It was a predominantly pro-Dodgers crowd, and you could feel it and hear it in the energy of the stadium, the way that Kershaw was playing. Asked if anybody was able to beat them, Kershaw said, I mean, if we play at our best, no. I think we are the best team. I think our clubhouse believes that. So there's going to be certain times where we get beat, and that happens. But as a collective group, if everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing and playing the way we're supposed to, I don't see how that can happen. Rays batters swung at 38 of Kershaw's 78. And exactly half of those 38 swings were whiffs. All eight of his punch-outs were of the swinging variety. With the last seven sliders, they moved Kershaw to second place on the all-time postseason strikeout list with 201. And should the series get to a fifth game, Kershaw is likely to pass Justin Verlander, who is the postseason K leader so far. Kershaw pitched into the seventh inning with 13 previous postseason games. He allowed opponents to score more than half of them, 18 altogether. But he did well last night. Pulled with only 78 pitches. Probably could have gone another 15 or 20 more if he wanted to because he was playing well. But once Cody Bellinger blasted a two-run dinger off of Tyler Glasnow in the fourth inning to break a scoreless tie, it was pretty much all Dodgers the rest of the night. Item number two. I told y'all it was going to stick. You didn't like it. I love it. The Washington football team looks like they will remain the Washington football team for at least one more year. Jason Wright, team president, told Washington TV station WJLA yesterday that, quote, there's a pretty good chance we will be the Washington football team next season. Of course, the Washington football team retired their previous name after 87 years back on July 13th. After launching a thorough review 10 days earlier, the temporary name was announced a week and a half later on July 23rd. He said, quote, I think the next year is fast because of how the brand has to come together through uniforms, through approval processes, through the league. We could get there quicker. It's actually pretty hard to get there that quickly happen because of all the steps that need to happen, end quote. Of course, this comes after years of Dan Snyder resisting change in the name. Back in 2013, he told it to USA Today, quote, put it in all caps, end quote, that he would never make such a move. Some who work for Snyder said they believed that he would rather sell the team than use a new name. Of course, that didn't happen because why would it? Dan Snyder's only thing is having this team. But it looks like the Washington football team is going to remain. Why is that on the lunch breakdown? Is it one of the biggest stories of the day? I'll tell you this. When the name change took place back in July, it carried about 10 segments over 2 days because of people either hating it or loving it. I love the name. I think it's a great name. I think it's a very classy name. I think it's a very sleek name. I think it looks great on the merch. But I know I am very much in the minority in that group. But it looks like they will remain the Washington football team. And finally, item number three, Rob Manfred gave his annual pre-World Series State of the Game interview with the AP yesterday and discussed a wide range of topics, but the one that got the most attention top to bottom, MLB adopted a number of rule change for the shortened 60-game 2020 season, and it looks like they would like to keep them going. Specifically, they would like to keep the expanded postseason format and the extra-inning tiebreaker rule going forward. Of course, they went to the 16-team postseason format, which allowed the league to recoup lost revenue through extra playoff games, and the tiebreaker format helped avoid long games and reduce injuries. Manfred said, quote, I like the idea, and I'm choosing my words carefully here, of an expanded playoff format. I don't think we can do 16 like we did last year. I think we do have to be cognizant of making sure that we preserve the importance of the regular season, but I think something beyond the 10 that we were at would be a good change. Last offseason, word got out that Manfred and Co. were pushing for a 14-team postseason in which the number one seed in each league would get a bye to the divisional series and the other six teams would play a best-of-three wild-card series. The higher seeds would be able to pick their wild-card series opponents, adding to the intrigue. Owners have long wanted to expand the postseason because it typically equals more money. The players are not paid salaries during the postseason. They typically receive postseason bonus money tied to gate revenue, though this year they will split a $50 million pool given to the lack of fans in attendance. So it's a lot of revenue at a low cost. It is also important to know that MLB cannot unilaterally implement an expanded postseason format. The league needs the Players Association's approval, and it is a significant bargaining chip for the union, which means that the players will not give it up easily, which means that the PA will use the expanded postseason format to extract concessions from MLB, which may include higher minimum salary, earlier free agency, etc. Of course, the other big discussion was that of the second base to start extra innings rule. MLB placed a runner at second base to bring in an extra inning to promote run scoring and avoid long inning games. Manfred said, quote, I think the players like it. I think it's really good from a safety and health perspective that keeps us from putting players in situations where they're out there too long or in positions they're not used to playing. That was a pretty polarizing rule change, man. I don't know where I fall on it. I bounce back and forth. On one hand, as a traditionalist, I hate it. You're given, if a team is really struggling to get anything going but playing outstanding defense, you're kind of creating a situation where they are at a disadvantage to a team that's maybe hitting the ball very well but playing little defense and allowing the other team to get around. I don't know. I just don't love or hate the rule. I'm kind of up in the air, but I do understand the benefits of it from the player's perspective, so I can see why they would want it to stay. So there's item number three. Quick break. We'll come back. We got plenty to jump into. We got game one breakdowns. We got John Harkes coming up at 2:15. Colin Bester just before him. and a whole lot more around the corner. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It's ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
71307 is the text number. 844-477-3776. The way to go to be a part of the show. If you want to jump on air with us today, we'd certainly love to have you. Robin Diesel with you on a Wednesday afternoon. Thanks for spending your time. Last text that comes into the show at 71307 ESPN. Rob, one name for you, Zyrtec, because the allergens in these parts are undefeated, never lost. Yeah, I don't know why, man. I woke up fine this morning, and like as we're starting the show, just absolutely punched in the face. But I have been rolling with the windows open the last couple of days. That may have something to do with it. Anyway, a lot of stuff to get to, a lot of stuff to keep talking about on the show today. I want to start with this. I want to get this out of the way. We talked earlier in the week about Doc Emrick, and Doc Emrick has been the voice of hockey in these United States and Canada for like a while now. The guy is to me just a legend. Doc Emrick is the voice that I hear when I hear people talking about hockey. Doc Emrick is the guy that I hear in my head when I hear, hey, Scars! Like, it's just, you can't do hockey better than Doc did. He has reached that upper echelon of the greatest play-by-play guys of all time. Well, Doc Emrick put out a little video essay, I guess is what he's liking to call it, a little video essay thanking fans for being part of his career over the past 47 years. And I pulled the audio from it because it's just that good. And I wanted to play that audio for you because, again, it's really impressive. It is very impactful with the video that goes on top of it. But what Doc Emrick has to say is really, really impressive. It's just kind of a summary of his career and his view on the sport. And even if you're not a hockey fan, I think it really taps into what it means to be a sports fan. And I wanted to give you a little bit of that audio. So here's Doc Emrick's farewell to the world of hockey and the world of sports broadcasting after he retired earlier this week.
To the many who love this sport, it was 50 years ago this fall, with pen and pad in hand at Old Civic Arena in Pittsburgh, I got my first chance to cover the National Hockey League.
That was Mike Emrick.
14 teams. Gordie Howe was a Red Wing. Bobby Hull was a Blackhawk. Bobby Orr was a Bruin. All three went to the Hockey Hall of Fame. Gordie Howe's son Mark and Bobby Hull's son Brett did too. At that time, there were still scoreboard clocks with sweep hands and a lot of players with good bare right hands. Time passed. Rosters expanded. The league did too. Now 32 franchises.
Patrick Kane handed back.
Although I've decided to put down the play-by-play headset mic at NBC, and they have graciously allowed me to do some essays like this in the future, a time like this makes me recall that we have seen a lot together.
Snowy day, celebration of hockey in Buffalo.
Not all of our games had a roof.
Here comes Crosby.
12 years ago in Buffalo, there was the first replay through clouds from a plane.
21 seconds in.
And later, a winning goal through snow flurry.
Score! Penguins win!
Then 6 years later, two original six teams, Detroit and Toronto, and the biggest crowd ever, over 105,000 at Michigan Stadium.
Trying to win it.
And another shootout.
He scores! The Maple Leafs win!
5 years later, hearing the famous victory march at Notre Dame, and two more original Sixers, Boston and Chicago, walking over that fabled gridiron. We saw some Olympics, too.
Zach Parise out of a netball scramble!
A decade ago, a gold medal game that required overtime between the two North American powers in Vancouver.
Crosby scores! The gold medal to Canada!
And 4 years later, in a memorable game in Sochi, when the home team Russians saw an American named T.J. Oshie score four times in a shootout.
Score!
Including the clincher.
Team USA wins!
I don't know about you, but I still get chills seeing the Stanley Cup. And knowing how professionals paid well during the season, forget everything, and raise pain thresholds above broken jaws, black eyes, stitches, and a lot we can't see to win a title and get the name their parents gave them engraved on this trophy. Oh, sure, things change over the 50 years. When I arrived, helmets were optional and then required of new players. Visors were optional and then required of new players. We went from one referee to two. Goal judges once sat in chairs behind the net. Now video replay helps make those calls.
We have a goal on the ice.
But much of what I love, perhaps what you love, is unchanged from then to now and into the years ahead. I love that coaches still yell and arguments can happen. I love that goalies can occasionally still score goals. That sentiment can't enter even into what number a player wears or gives up. That banners, like jerseys, aren't just cloth. They represent sacrifice. I love that when fans pay the price of admission in addition to the game, they can get to see kids get a lifetime memory. Get to see one of their number experience joy. Or get to be in on a surprise reunion of someone serving the country. And speaking of that, to have those who have served on the ice when the anthem is sung, I never tire of that, do you? And I especially love when the horn sounds and one playoff team has won, and another, of course, hasn't. All hostility dissolves into that timeless, great display of sportsmanship. The handshake line. 60 years since I saw my first game, 50 years since I first reported on the NHL, 40 years of calling NHL games, and I am always heartened to see this.
Excellent series, Sid. Good job.
Come on, wins.
I hope these days find you well. We are well here. In the meantime, I will be at home with Joyce and the pups.
It's a circus.
And perhaps in the future, I will have something to share with you, but hoping you can stay safe for now. And like me, watch for the start of next season. I leave you with sincere thanks, your hockey friend, Doc.
So that is the farewell issue, or the farewell essay that Doc Emrick put together just I don't know, man. It's chill bumps for me. It's chill bumps for me to listen to that. That's a hell of a goodbye, man. Wish Doc Emmerich the best, and hope we'll still hear from him occasionally, doing what he does and loving the sport that he loves. Thank you for all your service, Doc Emmerich. Quick break. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Tweet me at The Rob Brown Show, at The Rob Brown Show, at Monty Python 2013. Says, you feel that temp today? You put the flannel on a little early, bud. Yeah, 77 degrees along the upstate today. This weekend, I was up a little bit north. I was up in the Asheville area over the weekend, and it was like, man, I had the flannel and the jeans and the boots. Yes, Diesel, the boots with the zipper, because I knew you were going to ask. Had the boots and the flannel and the jeans. It felt absolutely remarkable. Woke up this morning, opened up the window, because I love feeling that crisp fall air make its way into the living room while I'm doing the show, and instead was blasted in the face by nearly 80 degrees. Is it always this bipolar with the weather, Diesel, or is this unusual this year?
I've been outside and sweated on Halloween. and I'm not lying. I mean, I remember when I was in promotions, I would go set up at some events, and I remember one particularly at a haunted house, and I was wearing shorts and a station t-shirt on Halloween because it was that hot at night on Halloween. But then the next year, it'll be 12 degrees.
Cool. I got nothing.
It's all over the place, man.
I got nothing.
It's all over the place. I mean, truthfully, we should probably be like highs in the upper 60s right now.
That'd be great.
We'll be fantastic.
I could deal with that. All right, breaking news, brought to you by our friends at Indeed. If you're looking for the perfect candidate for your job, go to Indeed.com/hire and let Indeed help fill that position with the perfect candidate for you. Shocker, Diesel, I hope you're sitting down, and I hope you're wearing socks so that they can be blown off. This is going to be a huge surprise to you, I have no doubt. Florida's football program has now gotten another positive COVID test, bringing the number of players since October 13th to 26, bringing the number of players total in the last month and a half to 31, not including Dan Mullen and his staff and the rest of the admin of this program. Florida has now said that their football program will remain closed until at least Monday. Dan Mullen tested positive for the Rona last week, told reporters on Wednesday he feels well and is remaining in isolation at home. Mullen said they received another positive test earlier this morning, bringing the total number now to 26 since October 13th. In that quote, the majority of our guys had very minor symptoms, end quote. Mullen previously reported that two assistant coaches had tested positive as well. Whether or not they will be able to return in time to host Missouri on Halloween night is something Mullen says he just hasn't thought about yet. He said, quote, our expectation is to be back Monday, but we'll figure it out. We'll find a way. That would be something we'd have to discuss with the league. Mullen added they did not expect to be at full attendance on Monday because, of course not, but that, quote, we feel comfortable, end quote, that the number of players available will be enough to move forward. Mullen says he thinks the initial outbreak was caused by the team's travel to Texas A&M on the 10th of October, and that it could have been the result of one or two players having the virus and spreading it on the flight to College Station. He said, quote, we're trying to see now if any new case is consistent from originally where we were and the original spread on the team, or if it's individuals not following the quarantine procedure. In the meantime, Mullen said the rest of the staff continues to work remotely. The 48-year-old head coach said he's isolated in his bedroom and home office away from his wife and children, who said, and he said they are all healthy and have had multiple negative tests. You know, it's like we talked about yesterday, Diesel. It's kind of moved beyond the point where it was like a funny meme joke to laugh at Dan Mullen for wanting the stadium packed and then have an outbreak on the team. But now we're at a point where they've got so many guys that they can't field a football team at this point and don't know if they'll be able to coming up next Monday. Like I said yesterday, D-Train, I hope this is a wake-up call for the rest of football to try to make this happen. So,
yeah, it's interesting when you see a major SEC team go through it. I mean, this is a reality of college football. I thought maybe the SEC would be a little more insulated from it. And I thought, all right, if it's going to go down, it's going to go down at one of those programs that always seems to have problems, you know? Things just fall through the cracks. They don't have everything buttoned up. Florida is supposed to have everything buttoned up, and it still happened.
Supposed to, but I mean, again, it was hard to convince me that they had everything buttoned up when their head coach is not only asking for 90,000 in the stands, but he's doing so the day after the president of the university and the athletic director, you know, both of his bosses came out the day before and said, yeah, we're not doing that. And then he came out the next day and said, but I wanna do it. That was the moment that I went, you know what? It would not shock me if Florida had an outbreak, because if they can't have that level of coordination between every level of this team, every level of this staff and administration, if they can't get the basics of delivering a message to the public, then how in the world can I expect that they've got all the protocols in place for the actual football team to prevent them from getting sick? And here we are a week later. Here we are a week later with plus 31, over 31 cases, not including the coaches and all that, probably closer to four dozen or so when you include all the coaches and everything. You know? I don't know. It's something that was funny when he said it, and it was funny because it was kind of one of those spots that you're going, Coach, it is the call for 90,000 to be in the stadium that is going to prevent 90,000 from being in the stadium, and you're risking a breakout, and now it's happened. You know, so often we have these moments where we go, well, you're risking this thing, and it's a high risk, and then that thing never happens, and you walk away. Very rare do you say you're risking something like this, and then that thing actually happens. But here we are. Here we are. 844-477-3776, 844-GSP-ESPN. Text us at 71307. Start your text at ESPN so it comes through. Let's take a quick break. We come back here in just a minute. Rob Diesel, you, the Rob Brown Show, is on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on right here on ESPN Upstate, 97.7 FM Greenville, 97.1 FM Spartanburg, all around the world on your radio.com app. You can put your radio.com app, of course, on your smartphone, on your tablet, on your PC, on your computer, whatever it is that you use to get through the day. Go ahead and throw that radio.com app, and you can listen to the station live 24/7, 365, or use the Radio Rewind app. The Radio Rewind app allows you to listen to our local programming, Offsides with Mark Ryan and Lonzo, or the Rob Brown Show with Robin Diesel, each day up to 24 hours after it airs. You do that, and you can stay in touch with us all around the clock, man. We're just here to make your life better, and you're welcome. All right. A lot of stuff that we continue to get through, but we were talking about our fast food preferences of the last decade or so. Diesel says that he is staunchly anti the Bell, but there's a guy in Memphis, Tennessee, Diesel, that I think is going to be anti KFC for a while, the way that you are anti the Bell. Out of Memphis, Tennessee, police say an angry customer at a KFC restaurant put innocent lives in danger because there was an issue with his order. Investigators say that the customer went through the drive-thru of a KFC on Winchester Road in Hickory Hill, Tennessee on Saturday, then went back to the restaurant minutes later because his order was wrong. Investigators say the man got out of a semi-truck he was driving and walked up to the drive-thru window demanding a refund. Surveillance video shows an employee giving the man his money back, but according to police, the customer was still upset and fired several shots into the restaurant while driving away. The bullet shattered a side window and penetrated several walls. Thankfully, no one was hit by the gunfire. Investigators are still looking for the individual. They posted pictures of him and the semi truck he was driving on social media. Police are hopeful he will be recognized at some point. But I got to tell you, Diesel, I don't think there's ever been a point where I've been so disappointed in myself or a fast food restaurant that my immediate thought was, I need to shoot the food.
Yeah, he's a little unhinged.
Over KFC? That's what set you off. Like, you ordered spicy and they gave you mild? And you felt the need to pull out the Glock? Like, did they not give you the biscuits you asked for? And you decided to pull out the Glock?
You know, I want to know this. I want to know the backstory. I want to know what's going on in this dude's head. Like, did he legitimately just lose it over the fact that he didn't get enough ketchup packets? Or, like, had this dude really been through the ringer over the last 24 hours? In which case, it doesn't excuse it, but you sort of start to understand it. Like, what if the dude's wife of 20 years just told him that she was leaving him and taking the house and he was out on his own? And, you know, I want to know the buildup to this. Maybe he hit every red light on the way in. I don't know. Maybe his boss just fired him.
I want to know what part of the order they got wrong. Like, what set my guy off? And yeah, I mean, listen, I'm sure there are some mental issues here that my guy's dealing with right now. I want to know what it was that they got wrong with the order that he decided that pulling the 9 was the correct decision there. Somebody just texted at 71307 and said ESPN probably forgot the napkins. Yeah, you get grease all over the inside of your truck because they forgot the napkins? That is problematic, man. 1 hour in the books. When we come back, we got some baseball to break down. We'll start looking ahead to the football weekend and more. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It's ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.